Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
One of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. 95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Alrighty, we are very excited here at 95.7 The Game to let you know that Draymond Green has joined the Odyssey family, and we will be the new home of the Draymond Green Show. The first episode is going to be released tomorrow, and it'll be available on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are available. New episodes released twice a week. Draymond doing twice a week for us. The show delivers no holds barred takes, as you know, on the biggest stories in basketball, breaks down the latest with the Warriors, and shares never before heard stories from on and off the court. Draymond Green has joined the Odyssey family, and his podcast is now on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcast. So there it is, Draymond Green.
Hey, hey!
Now part of the Odyssey family.
So we are co-workers with Dre.
If you want to say that.
Yeah.
Good. Maybe you can calm him down a little bit. Maybe he needs a teammate that can be a calming influence on him.
Well, my mind went to maybe you and I featured on one of the podcasts or one of the 6-0s here.
Why?
Just, who knows? We're family. Hey, hey! I got to send us. I'll send us something on IG. Welcome to the family, Stein. That's big. 2 a week. A lot to talk about.
Yeah, 2 a week. That's a lot.
Well, we thought these guys were a week.
These guys were busy.
Well, they are.
They had a lot to do.
2-1.
All right. Yeah. A tough weekend for the boys in the Bay Area. Warriors lose Friday. Yeah. Niners lose yesterday. But we got Draymond Green.
That's big news.
We got the Draymond Green podcast. And
I'm shocked y'all talking to me.
He better come on and promote it.
Yeah, no
Put
doubt
it that
about
way.
It. Mm-hmm.
All right. 49ers get beat 26-15. Got outplayed in just about every phase. And the game was 16-0. Niners cut it to 16-7. But they really never could break through and make it a one possession game.
They couldn't block them, Stani.
No. That was one of those games where I never thought the Niners were going to win the game.
I have to say something now. They got that 3 points right before, they got the money right before half. And then I'm thinking, okay, you keep messing around, Houston, with the Niners. They might come back and pull a rabbit out of their hat. And they just couldn't do it because as much shade as I threw C.J. Stroud, it was loud, but Stroud made me look like an idiot, Steiny. He was in command, and every time the Niners had a big play or what you thought was a big play, an opportunity defensively, they would throw a screen pass. Here comes a second or third, fourth wide receiver, four-string wide receiver over the middle, and they just couldn't stop him. Steiny, he threw for 300 yards, and he looked so anemic Monday night against their counterpart, the Seattle Seahawks. So shame on me for thinking the Niners could do something, but they just were impotent, man. They the Texans did not feel the Niners at all. And that was shocking.
I mean, when you have the ball for 40 minutes, it means one thing, and that's you're moving it. You're moving it, and you're driving, and you are not giving the ball up. And the only way you don't give the ball up is if you keep accumulating first downs. And I don't think Houston – there was never a point in that game where I thought Houston couldn't move the ball against the Niners, especially I thought when the Texans – kind of realized that the 49ers were really beaten up and they had a lot of no-names on that defense.
Yeah, and you had mentioned Kyle's decision on the coin toss. You know, you said like he normally likes to do it, he kind of changed it up yesterday and that didn't work either.
He likes to defer.
Yeah.
They did, didn't they?
Oh, I thought you said they received a kick to start the game.
The Niners kicked to They deferred and kicked to Houston. Then Houston had the ball for the first 11 minutes, I thought.
Maybe, yeah. No, you're right there.
You know what? Maybe Houston elected to receive, but usually Kyle likes to defer.
Do you have a problem with me saying this is the closest thing to a no-show from a Kyle Shanahan coach team in a while? They just didn't seem like they had it. And then now, you know, 10 o'clock start. I'm like, miss me with that, but – I mean, Stoney, how do you come off a Sunday night win against Atlanta? And we saw what Atlanta did. They just got ran at home. But the bottom line is, where was Mykael Williams? When are we going to talk about Martin, the linebacker that, you know, Curtis Robinson came in for injured D Winters? What was going on there? What happened to Martin? Why couldn't he get on the field? And the secondary, Stoney, got picked on. They couldn't stop a nosebleed yesterday. Missed tackles, missed assignments. Just a one-off, huh?
No, it's not a one-off, I don't think. Look, this team's 5-3, but they've been outscored by their opponents this year. The opponents have scored more points than the Niners. So if you want an indication of how fortunate they've been, that's how you know this team's been fortunate. They're 5-3, but they've given up more points than they've gotten. So if you look at that optimistically, you got to say we're in a better spot than we have any right to believe we should be. Mm. On the other hand, if you want to be objective about it, you could say we're 5-3, but we're not a 5-3 team if you really look at it. So the Giants come next week in New York, and the nice thing about the NFL is one win changes everything, and they win on Sunday. They're 6-3 and back in good shape.
Can you remember, since the inception of Christian McCaffrey as a 49er running back, Stoney, the Niners as a whole rushing for 10 rush attempts? McCaffrey had, just think about it. I know you go, Guru, look at the time of possession, but it's still crazy when you just, McCaffrey ran the ball, Stoney, 8 times. Mac Jones had it for 2, so they ran 10 carries on the day. Like, just think, I mean, you're a run-first football team.
Well, I mean, it doesn't happen a lot, but Houston got the ball, drove 11 minutes.
Damn.
Kick a field goal. The Niners go 3 and out. The Houston gets the ball again. They drive all the way down and get another field goal. Now it's second quarter, and you've run 3 plays. And I want to say the first possession of the second quarter, they didn't have much of a drive. So it just went every single way Houston wanted it to go. And they controlled, I thought, the entire game. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go out to Brian in Palo Alto to start us off.
BPA.
What's up, Brian? How you doing?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Not surprised. I mean, Houston's got a pretty good defense. I'm not surprised the Niners didn't light it up offensively. Houston's offense has been awful all season, and so I thought the performance of the defense was surprising. Surprisingly bad, even without, you know, nobody, without pass rushers and edge guys. And, you know, I think you guys know they lost Huff last week, right? So, they're going to need, I mean, if they want to continue to compete, they're going to need to add an edge rusher before the trade deadline, period. You know, I mean, they don't have it. Even the backup to the backup blew his knee out yesterday, I think. So they're going to need to add an edge rusher. And then, you know, you can't play those safeties. Right?
Wow, like, man.
Brown and Mustafa are awful, right? And it's really like, I thought Siegel and Panic were not bad, mostly, right? I really liked a lot of what I saw from Siegel, so I have no idea why you're playing Jair Brown with Mustafa. Those guys miss a ton of tackles. They're too slow to cover. And they were playing 9-on-11 defensively. Those safeties, I don't understand why those guys seemingly went from, like, Brown was on the bench and now he's, like, untouchable. It doesn't make a lot of sense because he's just not a good player. Anyways, guys, have a great day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look, they got Stout, Mustafa, Green back there. Those are all young guys. Brown's in, what, his third or fourth year? But, it, you know, it's when you can't get any pressure on a quarterback, the defensive backs are going to struggle.
And I told Evan that, Stoney, a quarterback's best friend is a pass rush. And I was just talking about Lenore, but I'm like, the reason they don't throw at Lenore most games is because you can just feast on what you think is a young first or second year player in the secondary, but the missed tackles is concerning. So I do want to slow my roll, but to BPA's point, Stoney, the Texans' offense was so anemic and lethargic and bad and trash. I'm going there, trash, that I didn't see this happening. And I don't know if this is just a one-off and it's just a bad matchup, but moving forward against the giant team, Stoney, that's tricked off three games, but their record's still not good. They got some defense. I need to see one more week because so much of me and who I am want to tell you, Stoney, you know what? I'm not mad. Niner fan, who are you really mad at? Can you be mad at anybody? Or is this just a byproduct of the chickens coming home to roost, of you losing Nick Bosa, you losing Fred Warner, and this is what comes with it when you're dependent on young, you know, young guys, and this is just par for the course, and you know, Robert Saleh is not Irvin Magic Johnson. He can do so much, but how much of it is that, Stoney? Like, we're just asking Saleh to do something that might be the unthinkable. But yesterday, I just thought that was close to an F performance defensively, Stoney, when they just held the ball for 40-plus minutes, man. Without Nico Collins and your second-best receiver, both those guys were out of the game. So C.J. Stroud's throwing to what the Niners got on defense, you know, third and fourth stringers at times.
I see a lot of people don't like these 10 o'clock starts, but you have to play them. 10 a.m. starts annoying. Hey, did you liquidate all assets with the Niners?
Well, I did a lot of liquidating, but they were on there, so, yeah, I was 2-2.
All right.
Yeah, had a good week, but 2-2.
All right.
Yeah.
There's some stuff popping up.
I'm not getting blamed, though.
Somebody says you owe him a rack.
Divs had the Niners, too. I texted him yesterday. Stoney, just give me this. Say what you want, and we'll do it all day till 2 p.m. here, and the guys come join us. You didn't see this happening, this thorough of a ass whooping, because the 26-15 doesn't tell the story. I am super-duper shocked, man. Talk to me.
They're not that good. The 49ers are not that good.
But they were just Sunday or
against who?
Atlanta.
Okay, Atlanta. This is what I'm talking about. You don't beat Atlanta and New Orleans and
but
say
Houston was 2-4 coming into this game, partner.
What do you want me to do? They're
like
not that good.
You like that?
They've won every close game. They're giving up more points than they're scoring. They're playing a backup quarterback. They're playing mediocre teams for the most part.
But their offensive line has no excuse.
Well, exactly. Their offensive line stinks, and they're healthy. So, now here's the good news. And by the way, if the 49ers turn out to be a terrible team, it doesn't mean their schedule was hard. It means they still lost a lot of games to terrible teams.
And here's
the good news.
Yeah, give it to us.
The Giants are 2-6. Then you play the Rams. Then you play the Cardinals 2-5. Oh, the Panthers, they're 4-4. They're unbelievable this year. You got the Browns at 2-6 and the Titans at 1-7. Go win some games and you'll be 8-5 and headed to the postseason.
But Stoney, you're not going to win many games if you can't. They had one quarterback hit yesterday.
Yeah.
One.
Right.
That reminds me of Jacksonville. One, Stoney. Like, that's not good enough.
I mean, what aspect did they do well in yesterday of the game?
Just showing up, coming out the locker room.
So that's nothing. They didn't.
I really believe that. Panero didn't even get a chance to even kick a field goal.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
888-957-9570 is the number. What are you making of this 49er team right now? They're 5-3. They're more hurt now than they probably were last week. We'll see if they get some guys back. But is 5-3 5-3, or is 5-3 fool's gold?
Wow, man.
And you know what's funny is we may be talking about the 49ers in a month and still not know what to make of this team. A couple wins are gonna keep them involved in right. in this hunt all year, and so we've got to start thinking about what our expectations are for this team right now, knowing it's banged up as it is, but they got some games they can still win ahead of them.
Do you have a problem because I've been leading the army of Robert Saleh and the job he's been doing, so I'm not gonna just jump off the wagon after 1 week, but you know, the job he's been doing has been with rookies, second, third year players, and dialing up blitz, creating pressure, wrecking havoc. And we saw that with what they did to Penix, who you know was out of Atlanta's game yesterday. But the bottom line is, can I double back? Is it fair for me to double back on a day where they turn in a stinker and question what I saw from or didn't see from Mustafa and Upton Stout and Renardo Green? He was getting cut and sliced and diced too, Stoney, Jair. It was a collective, but like Nick Martin was supposed to be, why can't we see him, to BPA's point, get on the field?
I mean,
Curtis Robinson, I didn't even know who that was. Like, why did he jump in the line in front of Nick Martin's time? Even if Nick was bad, let's see him. He was dressed and we didn't see anything.
See, this to me always reeks of loving your own players more than they should be loved. And, you know, Mustafa, what a hitter.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a thumper.
Florida State.
Upton Stout, what an unbelievable surprise he's been. He's been terrific. Renardo Green. I mean, they got some, well, guess what? After 8 games, you want to play some rookies and second-year guys, it'll probably catch up with you. Yesterday was the difference between you're playing guys who have been in the league a little bit and you have a defensive secondary that's young and the defensive line is getting no pass rush. I mean, like, the D-line, no pass rush. The O-line, no running game. The linebackers, you're missing Fred Warner. The D-backs are young. The wide receivers are hurt. You're playing with a backup quarterback. Let's just be honest here about the, when I put it like that, we should be ecstatic.
That they're 5-3.
Yes.
All right. And you know what? I'm with that. But you and I are too old to know.
They weren't good enough yesterday to beat the Houston Texans. They weren't. They didn't have enough
But I'm
players.
Still shocked.
I'm not.
That they got dominated on both sides of the ball to the point to where, you know, you got 8 rush attempts by your star player, your star running back. And, you know, like I said, I don't know if Brock Purdy, if there's any difference if he's back there. Like, C.J. Stroud, they got the ball, Stoney, and they didn't give it back. And that was just the theme. I mean, so moving forward, I'm wondering, like, I know you talked about the Giants, but the Texans were the Giants in a sense. They had Denver beat. Denver's a pretty good team. We saw what they did to Dallas yesterday. So, I mean, I'm just telling you, you didn't ask what I would do. And this is a big ask if somehow this 5-3 can improve and somehow this Niner team, this version of it, can qualify for the playoffs. But, partner, what I'm not doing is getting up off of any ones or some high capital, because moving forward, nobody wants to hear this, or maybe they're already there. This Niner team needs enhancements on the O-line, D-line. So if we can make some moves around the margins, and remember I told you my Uncle Buck always would say, nephew, where can I get something for nothing? And I would always be like, Uncle, not too many places. If you could do something like that to enhance his defense or offensive line, okay. But Stoney, the days of robbing Peter to pay Paul to think that you might be a championship contender this year, I think this year's Niner team, their championship would be if they could somehow sustain all these injuries and qualify for the playoffs.
I don't think you can tinker around the edges and make a big difference. That's why I'd be real reluctant to do it. You know, the other thing is, like, late last week, people started talking about how good Houston's defense was and how much pressure they can put on a quarterback.
They didn't disappoint.
And they just, they took Christian McCaffrey away, and the Niners had very, very little.
What did you make of Kittle? Because I love that he's back, Stoney, but the announcers were trying. Did you feel like he still was hampered, or he couldn't let it go 0 to 100 real quick? He caught that touchdown pass. He looked fine to me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
He didn't look compromised.
I didn't think so.
I've been hearing a lot of that after the game.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, but it's 100%.
Funny. It's funny. I didn't hear it after last week's game when they ran for 7,000 yards. Yeah. Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing? It's a great show. Okay, three quick things.
Yep.
Number one, I think the 10 o'clock start, their bodies weren't right. I know they're professionals, but you should see how the difference was in the second half. They started putting things together. Maybe some of the play calling in this direction, you know, they were running McCaffrey right up a brick wall. So, you know, it took them to the second half to start figuring that out with bootlegs and other things like that. I agree. We do not trade any assets. We get that offensive line right. You get a couple more defensive players. And in my opinion, this defense is going to be a monster next year because look at how much time these rookies have gotten. Mm. And yeah, some of these guys like Mustafa hadn't played for a while and they're getting burned. I agree with the other caller, but some of the other younger dudes, man, we are going to be a great defense next year. And what I love about the NFL is that every other week, people on the rise get knocked off. So yeah. This is the year of mediocrity for sure. So this is what they wanted. This is what we got. So, you know, we're going to play it out and see what happens in the playoffs.
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bob. A little premature.
Yeah, no, but he's saying bottom line, regardless, just how I took it, you didn't ask me to break it down, and we appreciate the phone call, is I don't got to tell you, Sonny, these rookies, these second-year players, no matter what happens in regard to win-losses, you got to believe this experience is going to – it supersedes that for the right now. So they're getting that – even if it's bad, they're getting the reps, but now you got to pop if he's looking at it through the prism of next year coming back and you can look at this year like I played. But, man, I just – Stoney, when you hit me when you said, Goo, did you liquidate all assets? I'd be homeless right now. I truly would because I just didn't see the Niners not being able to be fit. This was not their Olivia Newton-John game. They look soft. You think 11 minutes? Like, that's what the Houston offense did. They couldn't – I mean, they were scared of their own shadow against Seattle Monday night, the Texans' offense was.
It's a week-to-week league. Teams don't look the same week-to-week. I think we gotta realize that, right? I mean, Miami looks good. The Jets won a game. Every week is different because it just feels like if a team doesn't do something one week – then they try to do it the next week and they make adjustments, or if a team gets run over the week before, they try to get better at it. So
this doesn't change the Niner, real quick, Stoney, about this game against the Giants. You just, like, you keep moving. It was week to week. Nothing alarming here. And the reason I'm alarmed is just they got dominated, and the Giants got a pretty good defense in front seven, too.
Yeah, I'm not alarmed. Oh. I'm not alarmed because I just think if you take what's happened to this team overall, they're not very good right now. They have two A++ defensive players. They're both gone. They have no pass rush right now. The secondary is young. Again, they're still playing a backup quarterback. They're missing Pearsall. They're missing Ayuk. Jennings, I don't know what's going on with him. But, like, if you just look at the totality of this team, yeah, they're 5-3.
Yeah.
But I think Niner fans who watch every game, they know this team has been just squeaking by with some good fortune and grit. And it looked like that ran out on Sunday in Houston.
You might laugh or scoff at this take before we get to breaks, Donnie, but I really believe when I look at the defensive or the lack of pass rush, they're young. They're on the come. But when I look at this O-line led by Trent Williams, and I saw him on the ground a few times yesterday, Stoney, that's what concerns me most about the 49ers 2025. If they're going to make the playoffs, this O-line has to get better. And I thought Kittle coming back was why you were able to run and have success against Atlanta. And a lot of Niner fans were hoping, but that got put to bed, and it's bigger than Kittle. I mean, they got abused. They got whipped yesterday. They got whipped.
If you need George Kittle to run the ball effectively, and he's your tight end, then your offensive line must stink.
Well, damn.
I mean, clearly the offensive line all year long has not been able to get this team to run the ball but for one game.
Damn.
888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.